Hello, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
So glad to have you here today. I'm doing great. Mm-hmm. Let's start at the beginning. How did you find out about the culinary world?
I found out completely on accident.
Really?
I had moved to New Orleans, and I made a friend whose parents owned a bakery on St. Charles Avenue. Back in the day, it was called Your Daily Bread.
So right into pastry.
Right into pastry. And they got awarded the contract to do all the bread for the airlines leaving the airport. So they needed to make about 18,000 pieces of bread overnight.
You were pretty busy.
Yeah. So everybody they had ever met in their entire life was invited to come help. And I went in and fell in love immediately and have never looked back.
And how old were you then?
I believe I was 19.
My goodness. Early start then.
Yes.
So what kind of training was involved in your career?
Well, after I worked at the bakery for a while, I went to work for Susan Spicer in the 90s when she had Spice Inc. in the warehouse district. And that was the first kitchen I ever worked in where I realized it was a valid and a really great career opportunity for me, and I could build a life out of it. So once I worked for Susan, I started applying for culinary schools and went to Johnson & Wales University in Charleston, South Carolina, and got my, baking and pastry degree. And then moved right back to New Orleans and started cooking again.
Now, Willa Jean has been open several years now. Has the prior publicity from the beard competition helped you over the years? Or
I think so. I think it's more of an internal help where the recognition sort of makes us evaluate what the expectations are of our guests. And we strive to be better with what we're doing every day. We've been busy since the get-go. So if it's the beards or not, I'm not quite sure.
You expect it'll help a little bit now?
Yeah, I think so. Based on the past 2 days, yes.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
So the moment of what, were you aware it was about to happen?
I took myself and some of my friends and some of my team up to Chicago for the awards. We were there and we were present, and the Pastry Chef Award happens to be like one of the first ones. I think it's third or fourth. They go through and announce your name and, it's very Grammy-esque or Emmy-esque. And I was just sitting in my chair and they said my name and it took me a second. And I said some things that I can't repeat on the radio, but that I finally got up and I was like, I guess I have to go up there. And public speaking is one of my biggest fears. So I took my time getting up to that stage. Yeah. So.
The third time's a charm. The Beard Award is the height of recognition in the culinary world. What does the award mean for you? You said it's been busy the last couple of days. And what is it? Looking ahead.
Looking ahead, it means we're going to stop for a minute as a team and celebrate what we've accomplished over almost 4 years now with the restaurant. And we're going to put our heads down and just keep working and trying to celebrate the South as a sense of place and make Southern pastry a relevant discussion and a relevant type of pastry in the food world at large.
When you're alone and the world is quieted down a little bit, what's your favorite pastry to work on?
I really like making ice creams, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I love ice cream because there's so many ways to go about it, and it's the same base ingredients with more variables in the world than I could even imagine. So really playing with them and how to really get something to taste the way it sounds, because a lot of ice creams out there are called chocolate, but they don't taste like chocolate, or strawberry doesn't taste like strawberry. But I really like the challenge of making it taste how it sounds.
Well, you're certainly in the right market for that.
Yeah, I hope so.
New Orleans is a tough town to establish a food reputation in. Any secrets you'd care to share with aspiring chefs out there on their way up?
I think the most important lesson I've ever learned in my career is you have to cook food people want to eat. And it's like the ego doesn't exist, and I'm not cooking for me anymore. I'm cooking for everybody else, and that really serves me and nourishes me in a way that keeps me going every day.
Kelly Fields of Willa Jean, thank you.
Thank you.